If sport is one of the main preoccupations of our modern world, then Roger Federer's long career, even at its unfinished state, must be one of the wonders of it. As impressive as his achievements themselves, is the style in which they have come about. The 1980s had seen a high point for the sport. The magnificently temperamental American John McEnroe had enjoyed a rivalry of contrasts with the profoundly calm Swede Bjorn Borg, producing the memorable 1980 Wimbledon final. This had seeded via Borg's early retirement and the impressive careers of Boris Becker and Stefan Edberg to the dichotomous era of big-serving Pete Sampras and baseliner Andre Agassi. Both players, great in their respective ways, were nearing the twilight of their careers by the time Roger Federer came along.